Anytime you have a set of guidelines, it can be very overwhelming. And so one recommendation I would have is to take one thing at a time. So first and foremost, there's no requirement that says you have to do everything UDL. You have to follow all the checkpoints, all the guidelines, all at the same time and all in every lesson. And so as a practicing teacher, but also as a person who helps practicing teachers, I often will say, what is one element of the guidelines that you'd like to focus on for this lesson or for this unit or for this topic? I may say, perhaps we're going to focus on a goal that is written in such a way that all of your students can actually attain it. So for this semester, for this 6 weeks, for this unit, we're going to make sure that all the learning goals that we have are flexible enough so that all students are able to meet that goal. So what might that look like? Instead of saying students will write a certain way, we may say students will demonstrate their understanding through a variety of methods. And so now we've made that more flexible. And so the expectation becomes that from here on out, every learning goal I create is going to be written as such that it's flexible, it's open, and more individual students are able to meet that goal, but one thing at a time, one chunk at a time. So we are intentional, we are focused about making sure that all students are included, have access, and that is through our goals, it's through our methods, it's through our material, and it's through our learning and physical environments. And so just one thing at a time. And as we become familiar, as we become more acclimated, and we receive feedback from our students, we receive feedback from our practice, then we can go on to that next thing. So it doesn't feel like it's an insurmountable task, but it's just one chunk at a time.